Rob Black at Tiger Tiger.
I don't know if you know anything about racing. His form's great, but I'm only running him in his distance range. Like, I'm not someone that would play a flanker in the middle. He can definitely win.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Tiger Tiger, he's been clocked off at the 100 metres, and he'll walk as easy as he likes down the line to score by close to 5 lengths.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
It was a clinic yesterday at Mornington. Rob Black had told us. He told us... My word, he did.
I don't know if you know anything about racing.
Well, that was, upon reflection, it stings a bit, Dad. But we had a gold card situation. We got the cash. It's basically backing a $2.20 pop, was $1.60 or whatever it was. But we got the cash and we run today to Hamilton where you try and find another one.
Darren Colpin is the track manager. We'll get that information first. Good morning, Darren.
Yeah, good morning, guys.
How's it looking down there today at Hamilton?
Well, very foggy at the moment, but no, the track's come in soft 5. 5.57 with the Pinot. It's not supposed to get too hot today, so it may get to a good 4 later on.
Beautiful. What's about? I'm thinking the rail might be in the true position.
Yeah, I left it in the true position. I've got to back up again in another 18 days, so I'll probably put it out then.
All right, very good. Have you got one yourself going around either today or in the next couple of days to follow?
No. Very quiet at the moment.
Oh, okay, just worrying about the track.
Yep.
All right, fantastic. Darren, we'll speak to you soon.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Nice work, Darren Colpin there, track manager at Hamilton. A bit foggy there, but not a bad racing surface for all and sundry. Dan Bowman has got 3 ready to win today, hopefully for our punters and hopefully for him as well. Dan, good morning.
Morning, boys.
Great to have you with us. So you got 3 for us today. Dan, race 5, number 4, Kalili Ace, is having another crack today at the benchmark 58 grade after a 25-day rest between runs from Cole Rain. What's Kalili Ace going to do for us from barrier 10?
Look, she's honest, she tries really hard. She gets her chance today in the right grade. So, look, she's probably a genuine top 4 chance. She can run a place. She's just going to need a really fair bit of luck from barrier 10 to be a winning chance. But if she runs up to her last start, she'll be in the finish.
Right, that's race 5, number 4, Kalili Ace. Race 6, number 7, Wish I Might, is in the 58 over the 1,400 metres today. Another pretty consistent galloper for you. Tries pretty hard, does she?
She does. She's coming right back in grade. She had a couple of placings in town, so this is a really big drop back for her. The real worry for her is she's really deep into a prep and barrier 1. She just doesn't like sort of being inside horses, so it'll be Michaela's job to try and get her off the fence at some stage and give her every chance. But, look, if she has even running, she's clearly the best horse in that race. So if she can get off the fence, she'll be able to beat.
Right, that's race 6, number 7, Wish I Might, $2.80 in the early market at tab.com.au. Then you've got race 7, number 7, Ornamental Lady, who's a rock solid favourite, $1.85, Dan.
Yeah, there's not much meat on the bone for the punters there, is it?
Is it fair enough, though?
Oh, it is. You know, she's a good horse. She was beating her head in Sandown last prep and beat Agreeable Home, who won in one Wednesday at Caulfield, so she's got good form line.
Yep.
She's just she had a trial about a month ago behind Savatou XL of Tony McAvoy.
Yes.
And she just got galloped on in that trial, so she didn't miss any work. She just sort of had to be delayed going to the races, so she's very fit and ready to go. And in this sort of grade, she should be pretty hard to beat, I would have thought.
What do we do with Medulla today, Dan?
Well, there's not much meat on the bone for Ornamental Lady, but if you took Kalili Ace the place in the Wish I Might, and if you were really desperate, you could chuck Ornamental Lady in there too, and hopefully we have a big day.
It's exotic, but we'll take it. We'll wrap it up after the 7 o'clock news. Have a great day today.
Thanks, boys.